This is John DeLong's first visit to Texas on business. His grandparents are actually from Beaumont, and he received a warm welcome at SMU. DeLong came to Dallas for a public conversation on the agency. He says the negative headlines about a lack of oversight are inaccurate, that the NSA has been beefing up its self-surveillance over the past few years.
We've actually quadrupled the number of folks working in compliance. There's over 300 folks. I don't think many people understand that.
Just this week, the NSA declassified hundreds of pages of documents, including a judge's ruling that the government repeatedly exceeded its authority for collecting metadata from Americans' emails. That worries 28-year-old Ashley Carlisle. She came to ask the question on many Americans' minds.
What do you know about me?
And while she didn't find that out exactly, she says the conversation did shed some light on how the agency goes about obtaining a warrant to get more information on someone.
But I would like to know more. Hopefully they'll have more debates like this.
John DeLong reassured the audience there will be more open conversations and that the agency won't just stand by until the controversy subsides.
The confidence of the American people is very, very important to us. We have lived in a world of secrecy. We're trying to get a lot more information out.
DeLong points to a new website called IC on the Record, which features declassified surveillance documents. And he says the agency is also working on an annual report to release to the public. Finally, he promised you'll see more NSAers at open events like this one. The hope is that giving a human face to the agency will make it easier to trust. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.